Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese from Parkland, Florida, Life Eternal Ministries, and this is the Word of Eternal Life radio program. Last time we discussed the starting from the book of Revelation chapter 6, where is the start of the great tribulation of 7-year period. Now I just want to review just a little bit for someone who did not hear the previous message. According to prophecy of Daniel chapter 9 verse 21 to 27, Daniel was told from the prophecies of Jeremiah that the Jewish nation's recovery, which is full recovery to back to their country, will take 490 years. That 490 years is prophetically mentioned as 70th week of Daniel, which we call. The 70th week means each week we consider a 7 days in a week is considered in prophecy as 7 years. So 70 times 7 is 490 years will take for the full recovery, that the Messiah will return to them at that point of time, as it says in the book of Zechariah chapter 14, the feet of our Lord God Jesus Christ will stand on Mount Olive. Then the Mount Olive will split into two pieces, to east and west, and there will be a huge battlefield, and the Antichrist will come with all the nations, and he will have the war with the Antichrist. And right now, to explain that 70th week, it is 490 years. I told earlier that only 483 years has been completed. According to the prophecy, we are working with the prophecy of Daniel, that the Daniel's prophecy says the 7 times 70, 490 years, out of that there is two part. The first part is the 62 weeks, a period of 62 weeks, which is when you multiply that with the 7 year, will be 434 years. Then you need to add another 49 years to that, because in the period of 7 weeks mentioned in verse 25 covers another 7 weeks, where it says 7 times 7, 49 years for the rebuilding and bringing the temple, and the date comes to 406. Now there was 483 years. When you add up 434 of the first 62 weeks with the next 7 weeks, 49 years, total is 483. So at the 483 total years come, at the time the Messiah will be cut off, because Jesus was born in the period of with their return. The return of Jews from Media, Persia, and Babylon and all took place with Nehemiah starting from 455 BC with the permission from Artaxerxes. So with that, with the rebuilding of the city, the wall, and then the temple, and Ezra and all, it took a long period of time, for they were returning time and time, all the way they were returning. Now, you know, everyone know that there are more Jewish people left in Persia, which is Iran and that part of the world. The 483 years, out of the 490 years, God spoke to Jeremiah, which was written out and studied by Daniel. Then from Daniel's prophecy, when the return of Jewish people started at 455 BC, all the way down to 406 BC. Now, the returning continued for more time after that, but the prophecy only counting 49 years, because at the end of the 49 years, what happens is, see, this 49 years is after the first 434 years. So you add up them together, it's 483. By the end of that period, the time comes, the Messiah will be crucified and dead and buried and resurrected. Now, what is happening from that period of Messiah's death and resurrection to the present day? This is called the church age. God put the time after 483 years, the next 7-year period, in parenthesis. It's in a bracket period, we call it. So that will start again as soon as the rapture happens, when Jesus come, take his saints to heaven, by the rapture of the saints, and then we all go to heaven, those who are waiting upon the Lord and those who saved and believed in Christ, and they will be taken to heaven. And at the time, the next 7-year period which is remaining will start. Now, presently we are in the church age until Jesus returned. So as I am saying, continuation, this is a review, when after the rapture, immediately a person named Antichrist will take over the world. So that's what we have discussed last time. It's in the book of Revelation chapter 13. Then we were talking about two beasts. One beast was from the multitude of people, and the other beast is just from the earth, which means he is just not from a multitude of people. He will just rise out of the people in the earth. And now we go back to the great tribulation. So I have two parts. We have the 7-year period. In that 7-year period, it starts, like I said, as Jesus returned and take the saints to heaven. Then God will avenge the nation of Antichrist. The Antichrist is ruling the world, and God is going to put tormentation and punishment on his rule or his kingdom. In the 6th chapter, tribulation, we read in the Revelation last time. Now we go into the 9th verse of 6th chapter. When he opened the 5th seal, I saw under the altar souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, "How long, sovereign Lord, how long, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?" Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait little longer until the number of their fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed as they had been was completed. This means, this is what's happening that I mentioned earlier last time, that the beast will have his image placed all over the world, every nation, every country, every city, every town. Maybe, hopefully, I am wondering that's how it's going to be, that everyone has to worship the image of the image of the Antichrist. And the false prophet, who is the second beast, who will walk in front of him and make all the miracles and wonders, and he will have the power to have the image of the beast also to speak, not only just sit there and speak as well. So this is how it's happening. At this time, there are people who did not go to heaven, we have to think, because not sure how these people who kept the word of God and they did not go in the rapture. So there were people who were not ready. They did not prepare. They were not they were not like waiting upon the Lord's return, even though they believed and they kept the word of God. Now what happens? Those people who left over, they are going to be killed by Antichrist. Why? Because they are not going to worship the image. So those who did not worship the image, they will be killed. Now, they were crying, their souls go up to heaven, to the temple of God where the altar is. Under the altar, their souls are waiting there. And they were crying out to God that when you will revenge or avenge the people who are in earth, who have been hurting, who has killed us. So they were given a word that they need to wait. There are more people to come, the more people to die in that 7-year period of time. But they were given a white robe that tells they are accepted under the holy God, that God has considered him righteous. See, you are righteous. That is what symbolically the white robe talks about. And as I watched, John writes, verse 12, as he opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to earth as a late fig drop from a fig tree when shaken by strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll, rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. See, because of that earthquake, this happened. Now, when kings of the earth, the princes of the generals, and the rich in the mighty, and every slave, and everywhere, every free man, hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains, they called to the mountains and the rocks to fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? See, this is basically happens at the time of the return, the next return of Christ. It's written in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28 that the sun will be darkened and the moon give no light, and the stars of hell, heaven will fall. This actually happening, this event is written a little early in advance in the Revelation, that when the tribulation is happening, at the end of the tribulation basically is this event happens, that Jesus also mentioned to the people when he was going to the crucifixion. On the way he was carrying the cross and going to the Golgotha mountain, and they were lashing him and beating him, and there were women of Jerusalem crying over him, that as the time he told this scripture, there will be a day that they are going to call for mountains to fall on them, to the rocks to cover them, that this is about Jesus was mentioning. And this will happen at when he returned to avenge the world, which is just as he comes to the battle of Armageddon. So this is that time this actually happens. Now, in verse chapter 7, we read 144,000 selected people were sealed by God. This is talking about 144 people. I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. Now, can you imagine what I just read, that the earth with no wind means what is going to happen? Like, we need the breath, we need the air, right? So it's going to be a very suffocating experience for the people who live here. Now, the angel came from the east. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. Do not harm the land or the sea or the tree until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribe of Israel. Now, we need to understand that there are false theologies out there, but they are talking about some of their people in their church is the one who is 144,000. Of course not, because it clearly states here, these are from the tribes of Israel. 12 tribes of Israel, from the tribe, each tribe there is 12,000, except God has omitted two tribes here. One is Dan, is omitted because they suggest that because of Dan's idolatry behavior, they worship idols and they established idolatry in their tribe. Now, Reuben, we have Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh. We have omitted Ephraim because Ephraim was also idolatry and worked against, they were the lead tribe of the northern kingdom Israel, and they were totally and fully idol worshippers. So God has knowingly removed Dan and Ephraim out of this group. Then we have Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. So we do have, God gave Joseph as a tribe. Previously, as we know, Joseph have given two tribes as his sons. Now God removed one of them and it from his list here. Well, that does not mean they don't have any land at the end of the time. We do not know that. When God returned there, the land in Israel, when Jesus rules as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, all the tribes supposed to receive their land. Now, we don't know about these two tribes' situation at the time. Now, what happened is that before the wind and the air was going to be held by four angels, the angel of another angel is going to seal these 144,000 people, which is 12,000 from these numbered mentioned tribe. Now, the great multitude in the white robes, again we see, when after this I looked and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen." Now, these are the remaining part of the people who were killed by the Antichrist. Look, first we saw that in the chapter 6 on from verse 10, right? Now God said to them, "Wait and for three more time the remaining of their brothers and sisters to arrive." Now they arrived. Now we look here, we read that they were also wearing white robes, the next group of people from all nations and tribes and language that you cannot even count. See, innumerable people of the earth who refused to worship the image of Satan or image of the Antichrist, they have been killed and their souls arrived in heaven. They're praising God. And now in the verse 13, then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are where they who have come out of the great tribulation." Now, what happened now is the great tribulation. Second part of the tribulation is called the great tribulation. in which the Jewish nation included, the first tribulation part, they do get all the effect of the calamities, punishment God sent to the earth, but in the second part, they really get the great tribulation. So the elders we are mentioning here are the church, the Old Testament church and the New Testament church, and they themselves, one of them answered this, okay, and said, they are who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. Praise the Lord. So, and He who sits on the throne will spread His tent over them. That is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. See, now we have also the Jewish nation who have been killed by the Antichrist. Now, this will come, basically, this chapter 6 supposed to have been, a part of this has to be happening at the end of the tribulation, where the last 3.5 is called the Great Tribulation. In that Great Tribulation, the Antichrist will place his image right inside the temple of the Jewish nation. Now, Jewish nation is waiting for the preparation of the temple. Now, in politically and otherwise, through the media and all the other things, we know that I have heard and seen the information that the Jewish nation waiting to build their temple. Now, the temple they were supposed to have in the Old Testament time was where the Dome of the Rock, where the Islamic dome is, where that mosque is sitting there. Now, what will they do? They have debates that who will make it, where it should be built. Now, I was told by some theologian that there is a 35-acre land wherever this tomb of the rock or the Islamic temple sitting. Also, there is another Islamic temple in the same compound, and there is a space, enough space to build another temple. So, we don't know how this will happen. Now, there will be negotiations between Antichrist, who act like a good person, and the real Messiah, who is ruling the world in power and authority, and trying to provide economic recovery to the European Union and all the world. Right now, the Antichrist will have been making negotiations with the Arabs around Israel, and also Palestinians and everyone in that region, so that he will come to an agreement with them so the temple can be built. So the temple can be built in these many different ways in my kind of idea I am mentioning, and maybe others have different idea or opinion, praise God, and this is not said in the Bible or in the Torah, but we have prophecies, this has to come together. Now, however, the Antichrist will have to help them to build the temple because they have all the materials needed already ready to do. And all they need is permission and support, and it has to be built. Now, how do we know this will be built? Because we know at the end time of the first 3.5 years, the temple will be built, because the Jews will be asked to put the image once the temple is ready. So, which means the first 3.5 years is the temple building. And when it is ready, the Antichrist will have his image placed and how to be worshipped. Now, we know this happened from Daniel's chapter 9, that it happened one time by the Greek Syrian ruler, Antiochus Epiphanes. Antiochus Epiphanes put his image on the place and have the Jewish people worship, and this happened one time. Now that will repeat, Jesus mentioned. So right now, as the lack of time, I'm just going to conclude this point, and we will pick up from here the next time. Hello, this is Dr. Chaco Verghese, pastor, evangelist, and Christian counselor. Word of Eternal Life is a self-supporting ministry. It's a part of Life Eternal Ministries from Florida. We have currently preaching the gospel in 3 radio stations. Our goal is to reach out the maximum number of people as this time before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also support other ministries with our own finance in India and Africa, also Voice of Martyrs. We also conduct mission trips and preach and teach in different cities yearly, every year in India. As persecution is severe in India, many people are coming to the Lord, and the churches are getting larger and larger.
Thank you for listening to the
broadcast.
And we
are reaching out more people groups and training more pastors and evangelists over there. As you know, there is an immense amount of money, finance required for this purpose. We are requesting your support at this time, because the work is more and more people are coming to the kingdom. So our prayer ministries in Florida started in around 30 years or so, evangelism and mission trips and prayer ministries. And if you would like to support, please send your gift or donations to Life Eternal Ministries, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. My email address is p.peter.robert.chackov@gmail.com. That's pastor.chackov@gmail.com, and our phone number is 954-993-0491. May the Lord richly bless you. Thank you.
Come.